What have we seen in terms of side effects and toxicity with chlorpheniramine either alone or with Ara-C? And what have you actually observed yourself in patients you've treated, I guess mainly in studies, in terms of just how they do?
So as I mentioned, the drug basically still is a very powerful cytotoxic agent. So when we induce these patients with chlorpheniramine, they go into the hospital in the protected environment. So not very different from the 7+3 type of approach. So I don't think that one will take this lightly, like a hypomethylating agent, and do it outside. So that doesn't really change much. What really changes is that it seems that the induction mortality drops from the 30-40% that you may have with a 7+3 program to around 10% or so with the chlorpheniramine. Still, you're going to have quite significant myelosuppression and the typical neutropenic fever type of experience that you had with an Ara-C-containing program. It's just that there is less mortality, probably because perhaps there is less mucosal damage that maybe causes some of these deaths from infection in patients receiving the high-dose Ara-C programs. But the profiles, the dynamics of response, the nadir at day 14, recovery by day 20, etc., are not very different. It's the mortality. There are some toxicities that are characteristics of the chlorpheniramine. Is that, for instance, early on, the patients may develop a very characteristic rash. It comes with fever, etc., that in sometimes can be quite dramatic. The truth is that it goes away and you can treat those patients with steroids and topical care, and basically it's not that they will die from a Steven Johnson's type of complications, but it could be quite dramatic, and it usually affects the upper body of the patient. So it's basically like any other cytotoxic agent with this additional rash that you may see, but the bottom line is that there is less mortality with the compound, and I think that what makes it attractive.
Now, is this being looked at mainly by itself or with Ara-C?
With both a single agent and with Ara-C. And the truth is that we've done a number of studies here at MD Anderson. It appears that the data with a low-dose schedule of Ara-C is actually a little bit better than just chlorpheniramine alone.
And again, in terms of treatment mortality, same thing?
The same, very similar.